It's been 5 years since the Phoenix Fire Department described an electronic reporting system as the single most important improvement it needed to make. It's been 4 years since the City Council approved funding for the new system, but no deal has been made. KJZZ's Christina Estes joins us now to explain why the system is so critical and why it hasn't yet been implemented. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Okay, so how is the fire department currently handling reports in the field?
They use paper and pen. It's a 35-year-old system that creates three copies that are handled throughout the process.
And we know around 90% of the calls the Phoenix Fire Department responds to are medical. So can you give an example of how the current system works?
Sure. Let's say you're in a car accident and break your leg. The first crew on the scene would whip out this form and start filling in your name and other information. Then when the paramedics arrive to take you to the hospital, the first crew rips off one sheet for its records and hands the remaining two sheets to the paramedics. Now, the medics may add more information, and when they arrive at the hospital, they keep a copy for their records and then hand the third and final copy to an employee in the emergency room.
Sounds like there's a potential for problems there.
Yes, there's messy handwriting and sometimes incomplete information and lost pages. It's one reason Phoenix wants to move to what's called an electronic patient care reporting system. They refer to it as EPCR, and the benefits could be felt citywide. Last month, Fire Chief Kara Kalkbrenner told the Public Safety Subcommittee, the department dispatches 270,000 calls annually.
I can tell you what we dispatched, but I can't tell you what the outcome was. So if it came out as a heart attack, it ended up being a fall injury. There's nothing in our system that allows us to update that information. So currently EPCR, we could run data analytics and tell you exactly what's going on in our community. In your specific district, we could tell you the type of medical calls that we're responding to all of the districts. So this is definitely a system that will make us more efficient and better understanding the health of our community.
The data could help Phoenix more effectively address homelessness, drug abuse, and other issues.
How so?
Well, Indianapolis is a good example. More than 5 years ago, the city's ambulance service noticed it was using more of an emergency medication to reverse the effects of opioid overdoses. It shared its data with local police and other public safety agencies. Then about 3 years ago, they started a program where trained outreach workers meet overdose patients' bedside to talk about treatment options and how to get tested for diseases that are spread through needles. So if you think about, there really could be a lot of lives and money saved by using data in strategic ways.
How does the electronic system work?
Basically, it's software loaded onto tablets that are used in the field. So instead of filling out paper forms by hand, you enter the information into a tablet. It's stored remotely and made available to other medical professionals at the hospital or your doctor's office. Councilman Michael Nowakowski, who chairs the Public Safety Subcommittee, said Phoenix is falling behind when it comes to technology.
This is kind of disappointing that we have 26 other cities in our region and they all have this system.
Wow, so Phoenix is the only city out of 26 across the valley without an electronic system?
That's the fire chief's understanding.
Why doesn't Phoenix have it yet then?
The city has twice issued requests for proposals or RFPs. About halfway through the first process, there were concerns that the city's choice for a vendor would be challenged, and they started the process over. Then they started the second RFP in the fall of 2017. Here's Assistant Chief Scott Walker.
This, again, was going through the process. We did complete our demonstrations, our evaluations, working through that process. And towards the end, before we could make an award, some concerns once again arose that made us feel the best option was to stop that procurement and to start over.
I couldn't get any more details from the fire department. They referred me to the finance department because the finance department handles the RFP and procurement process, and they are a tough bunch to get to speak in plain language. The best I could get from them was that they are currently reviewing the process and evaluation options.
Okay, so what's the timetable? It's been quite some time.
Yes, hopefully it will not be another 3 or 4 years. The goal is to get an RFP on the market this fall with an award made by April or May.
All right, that's KJZZ's Christina Estes. Christina, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
And that was Christina with our co-host, Lauren Gilger.